Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, give us an update on the continuing partnership with Stephen Adams.
Yes, the Oklahoma Beef Council is in year two of a beef promotional partnership with OKC professional basketball player Stephen Adams. And we want to encourage everybody to check it out at usmashsteaks.com to learn more about the campaign.
Now, where did this term smash steaks come from?
It absolutely came from Stephen Ron. In his own words, when we asked him about his beef habits, he said he smashed steaks all the bloody time. Now, Steve is not just a professional basketball player, he's also a New Zealand farmer. So while the new campaign is a tongue-in-cheek take on a late-night infomercial, it also has a very serious side. We are selling Stephen Adams merchandise online that highlight the campaign, including adult and youth t-shirts. You can also buy beef basketball. Proceeds go to benefit the Food for Kids program in Oklahoma and, at Stephen's request, the Sportsway Trust of New Zealand. You can learn more about these wonderful programs at usmashsteaks.com. And Ron, for your listeners, we have a special deal, free shipping with discount code SMASHSTEAKS.
Well, cash trade still remains sluggish and generally undeveloping here this morning. A few deals developed in the South at about $2 lower than last week. The limited activity still likely enough, not enough to call a good market trend, but the combination of weaker cash markets and tumbling futures prices points to moderate price pressure. Asking prices still remain at about $125 in the South, but at this point, these seem nearly impossible given the bearish overall tone in all livestock futures trade. Futures trade is expected mixed and limited initial trade today. Hog trade's looking for any sign of market stability following another round of triple-digit losses yesterday. This latest selling spree left most nearby hog contracts significantly unsupported, with prices breaking through long-term support levels which were set in August of 2019. The move below $69.90 set last August is significant because this symbolized the overall bearishness of the entire lean hog complex and inability to move additional pork into China due to the continuing trade war and breakdown in trade negotiations early last fall. Well, on the grains, mixed trade across the three wheat exchanges, with Minneapolis holding gains while Kansas City and Chicago dip red. While corn has maintained a short-term uptrend, wheat contracts have turned the short-term trend decidedly lower. Minneapolis March wheat futures closed below the 50-day moving average for the first time since December 13th and barely held the 100-day moving average on Wednesday. Corn futures are lower overnight, giving up early gains as they seem to have done each morning this week. Looking at the daily chart of March corn, one definitely gets a sense of increased volatility with wider daily ranges, even though price action has been mostly sideways. The soy complex is weaker overnight following through on Wednesday's losses, which saw the seventh consecutive lower close for March soybeans. If the March contract closes lower on Thursday, it will tie the eight-session losing streak from November. We'll check the futures after this.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
February live cattle down 40, 121.75. April down 47, 120.22. March feeder cattle down 42 at 134.97. April down 70, 137.07. February hogs down 192, 64.30. Kansas City wheat, March down 10 cents, 472. May down 9 and 3 quarters at 479.5. Chicago wheat, March down 7.5, 562.25. May down 7.25, 561.25. March corn down 2.25, 384.25. May was down 2.5 at 389.5. March soybeans down 2 cents at 8.93. May down 2 cents at 9.07. March cotton down 30 cents, 70.06. May cotton's down 23 cents at 70.69. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.